When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Devon Rogers, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast. Baby! Oh, what an episode. Let me tell you. So, let's get into this daily, or should we say nightly, challenge, okay? This was one for the books. Oh, my goodness. So, in this challenge, it is called the Banquet of Champions. And the winners happen to be Corey, James, Colleen, and Mariah. Shout out to them for taking down that food and them drinks, because, baby, couldn't have been me. So the winners decide that they're going to vote in Raven. Oh, and then the House decides to vote in Zara, Zaza, or did the House vote there? Zara voted in Zara, okay?
Yes, she did.
So then we get out here to this elimination, and Laurel, oh, the Laurel comes out. I was so excited to see Laurel. She comes out as a mercenary, and baby is out for blood. She wants Michelle, and we already know how that played out because her and Michelle had some weird situation going on, okay? And obviously it's still not over. However, during the draw, Laurel pulls Raven's name. Oh, and in this elimination, it's Laurel versus Raven. Raven comes out with the win. Raven now has a win of Laurel under her belt. Oh, did you see that coming, Devin? For it to say winner, Raven, loser, Laurel?
I really didn't expect to see that, but I also... It was an interesting elimination game, right? But I know Laurel is like the executioner sort of when it comes to elimination. So yeah. I wouldn't have wanted to go up against her. I was really happy for Raven.
Yeah, yeah. I was so excited for her. Like, wow. Like, not only did these people throw you out there like that, but you beat the person that Michelle is afraid of.
Right.
Now in my opinion, the circle of life. Okay.
The circle of life.
If you take out the person that the head of the snake is afraid of, baby, I think that make you the queen of the jungle a little bit, in my opinion, no? Kind of?
I mean, maybe I will say this. I have beat Laurel in an individual challenge. I mean, I not to toot horns and, okay, it was trivia, but it doesn't matter because I still won, all right? Yeah, I think it's I hope that Raven is strutting back into the house like an overconfident rooster. Just knowing like what she accomplished, because that's big on its own, but also knowing that sort of the godfather of this season of the challenge is terrified of the person that you just beat.
Man.
So, big props to Raven on that one. And it was gracious how Laurel handled it. I love when we get to see inklings of Laurel's sweet side. Now we saw her crazy side when they did that montage and showed that face she was making. That was god awful. But I love when we get to see some sweet moments of Laurel. I've had the pleasure of, you know, having done challenges with her, having done final with her, gotten to see that. And so it's just always nice. And I think it meant a lot to Raven. It looked like it meant a lot to Raven.
It did.
Too. Yeah.
It did. It made her so happy because Laurel is someone who she looks up to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to take out somebody who you really look up to, that has to be big for you. And to have that person say that they are proud
of you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's huge.
On
so,
a public stage. Devon, I'm
proud
of you.
Laurel. Oh, my God.
In case you don't hear me, I'm proud of you. Also, shout out to your daughter and her spelling bee.
Wow!
By the way,
shout out
I just to
my
say,
baby.
Cadence, we are very proud of you. Your challenge podcast fam is very proud of you over here. Now, some people that we're not proud of are the people that are going to be in the timeout. I do want to hear your timeout nominees. Before we get to that, I just have to say, TJ, when he does his brushed back hair with a little bit of scruff, it's giving Benjamin Button vibes. Like, it's making him age backwards in the best way. And then when he had on that cream mixed media shacket. Now, if you don't know what a shacket is, it's when it's like part shirt, part jacket. And he was wearing it kind of like a jacket because he had a shirt on underneath it that was, you know, and he had it open. So it was a shacket. It just was like, yes, TJ, yes, sir. You look hashtag like, shacket. You know, you're 25. Okay, maybe 30. But still, it was great. Just a great look. Had to give him a shout out for that. Okay, so now, Day, who are your nominees for this week's timeout of the week?
Just one.
Okay.
And it's Burna for being a hater.
Okay, wait, okay.
I'm sorry. I am sorry.
You wouldn't do the same thing, Day, if they came in.
No, let me tell you, I've been in that situation, and what I did was I politely got my little blanket, and I went and slept on the couch. Like, what y'all got going on is y'all business. Let me go sleep on the couch where I can give me some sound sleep. I don't want to hear y'all tooting and
booting. I mean, but couldn't they do it on the... I know back in my day, shout out to Nani and Johnny Riley, they did it on the couch outside of the bedroom. So that nobody else had to hear. They left their underwear there, which is how we found out it happened. But still, like, they didn't
that's
do it in the bedroom.
You don't think they could? We all lay on the couch. Ew. That's
yeah, it was nasty. On the couch. It was on this, like, little ottoman thing that was in this weird corner of the house. It wasn't, like, the main couch. It was, like, this little cuddle couch. I don't know, but yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Nani catches strays. So
I know. We love you, Nan. And shout out to Casey. We love you too. I mean, it's on TV. You can go watch it. Available on Paramount Plus. Okay. My nominees for the timeout of the week. I actually have a lot of nominees for Gold Stars, but my nominee for timeout of the week, Michelle being scared of the ghost of Laurel's past. Like, I understand being intimidated, but the level of fear, how are you going to be big and bad? Also, like, and she also did kind of what she did that time Corey won earlier in the season, where she made the elimination all about herself when it wasn't even about her.
Yeah.
That was just, I don't know. I feel like that was kind of annoying. My other timeout nominees are the people that were hooking up in the bedrooms. That house is big. Go find a corner somewhere. Go to the bathroom. Be respectable and go to the bathroom like our girl Tori did when she was dating Emmanuel. Right? Oh go. There are other places that you can go. You don't need to do it in the bedroom. Nobody wants to hear those noises unless you subscribe to, you know, certain networks or channels or something. So I would say that they're nominated. And then my other timeout, although really... it's really just funny, but my nominee for timeout is Raven and her terrible trivia answers. She said it with so much confidence. She each time just so much confidence and was so wrong on each one. But ultimately, the winner of my timeout of this week is going to be Michelle being scared of the ghosts of Laurel's past. Like, if you at the very least keep it to yourself and continue to pretend to act big and bad, don't pee your pants in front of everyone. Like, that just... was you're also showing your cards, right? Which is,
I mean, heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was scared of you before, I'm now looking at you with the side eye because of.
Don't make me call Laurel.
Right. Speaking of side eye, though, the side eye she gave Corey, you guys go back and rewind the episode. Oh, the side eye she gave Corey when Corey was doing that nana nana boo boo and she just turns around. It was priceless. Somebody make that a gift, please, because. It was very funny.
That was, are you embarrassing me in public?
Yes, it was so.
Exactly what that was.
It was so good. She almost gets a gold star to make up for her time out just for that facial expression. That was so good. All right, who are your nominees for gold star of this week?
Oh, the winners of the day. Well, the nightly. I got Mariah, Colleen, James, and Corey for the way that they took that food down. Specifically Colleen for the way she drank that oil and hot whatever it was.
I mean, she had hooked up with Emmanuel, like I feel like. Never mind.
You know what?
Yes, I agree. They are on my nominees list. So my nominees for Gold Star would be Zaza and the way she nominated herself in and the way she even took when she heard that she was a possible contender. I actually really liked her approach. Couldn't be me. But I like that she was so positive about it. And I feel like seeing more of that is just refreshing and nice. Also, the winning team and the way they got it done. Like, they worked well together. Good job. Another nominee is actually James specifically, because James was the one saying, pinch your nose. Day, I don't know if you know this, but did you know that realistically, our taste buds can only taste 5 flavors? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So it's salty. I'm going to get some of them wrong. But basically, it's bitter, sour, salty, sweet, and umami is another one. And so everything else is actually our sense of smell that's affecting what we taste. So it really is beneficial if you plug your nose, because it's going to help mask some of the grossness of whatever you're putting in your mouth. So I'm going to have to give my gold star to James. Good on you, James. And he got his team over the finish line. So good on you, sir. There we go.
James, who said he did it for his challenge wifey.
I know. Yeah. You guys, we literally watch these episodes together, and yet we have a side chat going on where we text each other through the episode, and Day was texting, oh, challenge wifey, which was, yes, very funny. And at least, you know what? Actually, I'm glad at least, I feel like that's the most acknowledgement he's really given Mariah all season. And for how much she rides for him, I am happy to at least see him show some acknowledgement for like the way that she steps up for him all the time.
We got a peekaboo.
Yeah. Like hopefully he's doing more of that. Yeah. All right. So speaking of more, we're going to do some more talking and give you some more insight because we have our girl Raven on, AKA yes. Dory, according to some. We're going to talk about where that nickname originated. We're going to talk about what she wished she would have said. She comes in hot. Things she wish she would have said, where she stands with certain challengers now, how it feels to beat Queen Laurel. You are not going to want to miss this interview. So grab some snacks and, okay, well, actually after this episode, maybe don't. Maybe don't eat anything at all. But definitely get some water and stay tuned because we have a great interview with Raven coming up right after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, please help us welcome our very special guest and one of just three people who have beat Laurel, apparently. Raven Rochelle. Hey, Raven, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm amazing. Honestly, after watching all of that, I'm super emotional right now, but I feel great. How are you guys?
What are the good emotions? What are you emotional about? Yeah.
Just, you know, everything, how it played out, things that I should have done differently. Just like the way that the game is going for me and, you know, just like how I'm seeing it all. It's just a lot. It's overwhelming.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. Yeah. What would you have done differently?
Well, I definitely would have said more of my piece at that.
Like what?
Like for James to say that he, sorry, we're just like jumping right into the episode.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
I guess that's the main thing that just like bothers me because he, if I heard him correctly, he said that he thought that I would say his name, which is like so fucking unbelievable. I just can't even like, I want to know where he would think that I would say his name because at that time, Mariah was my number one and I would never do that to her. So it just blows my mind that he would even think. And I've never said his name before. Even when his ass was on the chopping block, I never said his name. So I'm like, bruh, where the fuck did that come from?
How did Mariah become your number one? Because I know that her number one was Michelle. So
yeah.
How did that work?
Coming from season 38, she was the only one that I really stayed in touch with. Not very often, but coming from season 38, she was the one that was most willing to talk to me. She was the one most willing to want to work with me. And right before we went on 39, she, we were texting a little bit back and forth, and I told her how I wanted to align with her being from 38. She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, I'm already with, Olivia, Nerissa, Michelle, but like, let me talk to them and see if they would be cool working together too. So she kind of like vouched for me to be in this little fucking chick club or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. So like all, and she had told me that all the girls were like, yeah, we'll work with you. And so that's how we all kind of clicked up, because it was really through her. And coming into the show, she was the only one that I really felt like had goodwill towards me and that I felt like I could trust compared mm-hmm. to all the other females. So I was like, okay, girl, well, you'll just be my number one for that reason.
Mm. Okay. We watched you and Nerissa start to develop a friendship, which is really crazy, coming off of Ride or Dies. How did the transition happen? How did you guys get so close?
Well, we started to get closer because originally I forced my way into moving into their room when I eliminated Hugh Huey, because I wanted to stay in the mix. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm. smart move.
Right. And everyone was like slowly getting eliminated from my room. And then on top of like Berna, she was like sick the first half of the season. I'm like, I got to get up out of here. So
not you trying to get away from Berna.
I was trying to escape that little prison wall thing. So I ended up forcing my way into their room. And it was so funny because they low-key didn't want me in there, but I just like ignored that. And so as I'm in their room, though, we just kind of start getting closer because she ends up confiding in me about, she doesn't really feel like Olivia is supporting her and Horacio's relationship as much as she would like, or as much as she feels that she should be. And so she just started talking to me more about that, because I was super supportive of it. You know, I could see how happy Nerissa was, and I didn't have anything like against Horacio. So I'm like, girl, I'm here for it. If it makes you happy, like, yes. And
did it look like Olivia was being supportive to you? Like, from an outsider, did you feel like Olivia was equally supportive, or do you feel like you kind of saw what Nerissa was saying about the lack of support?
Yeah, so when Nerissa would bring up situations that she would have with Horacio that would make her really happy mm-hmm. and like super ecstatic, you know, me, Zaza, like the other girls, I'm not really quite sure about Michelle, but we would be like super happy for her. And it mm-hmm. would come off like Olivia always had some negative aspect to bring to attention to Nerissa. Like it was always something that, you know, oh, but you got to watch out for this. Or, you know, he's not into dating right now. Are you sure? Like, you shouldn't be falling in love. Or, you know, she was always telling her to be careful, or you shouldn't do this, or, you know, stop trying to feel this way towards him. And it did start to come off very like negative mm-hmm. anytime she was super happy about expressing it. And she would just like kind of tell me about it on the side. And then like, after she told me that, I started peeping it more. And I was like, yeah, I can see that.
Do you think there's a world where Olivia may have some deep, deep hidden feelings for Horacio?
Your
face
know.
Is not saying no, Raven. By the way, people know
I'm trying to figure out, why would she be so against Nerissa and Horacio getting together? Why wouldn't she be super happy for them? I think Olivia knows Horacio, and But I also think Olivia doesn't know Horacio when he really likes someone. I feel like there's just, I just feel like Olivia might not know that other side of Horacio. And she just kind of sees him as one way. And then maybe with Nerissa, I know Olivia knows Nerissa. And we all thought it was crazy because they were polar opposites. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the house was like, this doesn't make sense. Like, you know, they don't go together at all. Like, you know, Nerissa's party girl crazy, Horacio's all about business, and we're like, we just don't see it. But when they started talking about their feelings, and I never talked to Horacio about it, but I could just see it from Nerissa, I'm like, okay, maybe it could work, you know, opposites do attract. So
I wonder if part of it has to do, because the reason why we're asking too is we had Nerissa on the pod, and also in the teasers that have been shown for like upcoming episodes, it feels like there is a feud brewing, right? Or like some sort of disconnect, which is crazy to see given that Olivia and Horacio were literally ride or dies, right? So and in this episode we hear Olivia speak out about it for the first time, sort of, where she's talking about we don't even really talk in the house anymore.
Right,
we're not talking game. I feel like I'm covering for you, but like, do you even care about me? So I wonder if there's any sort of trepidation on her part just around feeling like probably understandably the person she thinks is going to be her strongest ally going into this house.
Right.
She's feeling super distant from, and maybe she's annoyed by that or concerned or whatever. Do you think that could be a piece of it?
Totally. I think it doesn't even have anything to do with Nerys also. I think it probably has to do more with animosity towards Horacio. It is kind of similar to my season on 38. Like, I fucking hated Johnny so bad that I just hated Nerys, even though honestly Nerys is kind of innocent because we didn't know each other. She didn't owe me anything. She didn't owe me any loyalty. And that's exactly why I decided to not have any problems with her, especially when I got over Johnny. I took a step back and I'm like, it's really this man that I got a problem with that makes me not cool with you or not really see your guys' relationship blossoming because Johnny's a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of it's coming from with Olivia as well.
Speaking of drama over a man, can we talk about Emmanuel? Okay.
Oh, I don't, if we
his
must.
Tweets need to be set on fire. So does his perspective.
I will say,
in one of his tweets, he acknowledges, he basically says everybody else was coming on to him and that they just couldn't help themselves. I'm paraphrasing, but basically, and that he didn't even really fully enjoy it, except for he enjoyed getting to know and talking to you. Have you seen that tweet?
I have.
Why are you smiling so big, Raven?
Because it's just, I think it's really, I feel appreciated that he saw that and he distinguished. Am I there saying that right?
Girl. Yes.
Yeah, distinguished.
I'm like, say that 10 times. That doesn't even sound like a word. Anyway, I'm just happy that he noticed that I was not coming on to him because honestly, truly in the house, I did not care to get close to any guy, like especially even Kieran, I was very, very stubborn with, but then I started to let my guard down and y'all see what happens when I let my guard down. Oh God. So I'm like, I'm not gonna come after Emmanuel because I just like, no, you know, my head is in the game and like he's working with people that I'm not sure if I can trust. So our encounters were very just random and authentic and it didn't really ever seem forced. I didn't want anything from him. He didn't come off like he wanted anything from me. We just were building a friendship.
A cuddling overall. Friendship, because we saw that night cam footage of he had you on one arm and then Olivia on the other. It was very much giving Sister Wives season one when they were all still happy. What was that like?
I can't even lie. Like that whole night when I was laying down, I was holding my breath. Y'all saw that like I was asleep. We fell asleep out there. I was not really asleep. I had so much anxiety. I'm like, I can't do this. Like knowing there's a camera up there and I'm like, Olivia's right here. And I know they probably fucked around before. I'm like, this is awkward. I'm like, this is not for.
Did you know he had a girlfriend?
I heard. Yeah. I heard he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even when you guys were cuddling up and moving. What is with these girls in the house not caring about their being? What happened to girl code?
Where did it go? Let me take a step back because now that I am getting wiser, I would say this season has honestly already taught me so much about myself and so much that I only want to receive. So I need to return. Honestly, the main reason why I feel like I did not care that he did or didn't have a girlfriend is because part of me wasn't really into him like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I figured it wasn't going to go anywhere. You were like, I'm not going to actually talk to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I didn't really feel like anything serious was going to happen. So I really didn't care. And, and already he had already been doing what he was doing. I'm like, so it's not even on me at this point. You are your own person.
Right. Did you kiss him in the house?
So we apparently did. No, we apparently did, but
not apparently.
I don't remember. I was blacked out drunk, and I don't know if they're going to show it. I really wish that they, like, I hope they do. But
wait, why do you hope they do show it?
Well, I don't know, because I kind of want to see it, because I don't remember.
Oh, Lord.
Not you wanting to be a voyeur of your own makeouts. Okay, you know what, Raven?
Who wasn't having it?
Not Berna. You. Wait, did he make out with Olivia at some point in the house?
Maybe. I never saw it. Olivia never talked about it. She was very hush-hush. Like, she talked about it briefly, but then when she had brought it up, like, that was it. And what's crazy is, so we had all went out to, like, a beach club, and apparently this was the first night, the first day that I was able to drink dark liquor, and I had nothing on my stomach, so I was lit. I really did, like, blackout when we got back to the house, and apparently we, like, kissed when we got off the bus, but I on my life, I do not remember that. Right. So a few days later, I'm like, so Olivia, what's up with, like, you and Emmanuel, you know, like, how's that going? Like, what's going on? She was like, oh, we're not talking ever since you guys kissed. And I was like, wait, when the fuck did we kiss?
Wait, not Olivia had to be the one to tell you that you kissed Emmanuel. You didn't even remember.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody fucking told me anything. Like, honestly, this whole shindig of girls on this season, I'm just like, I should have just rode hard on my intuition, and I should have just, like, said, fuck all you bitches from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Wait, okay. What, for all the women you're saying that you should have said F you? Really?
Yeah.
Why? What is that? Aside from Olivia bringing up that you made out with Emmanuel, what makes you say?
Because they didn't really have my back. They didn't even really want me in the alliance to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't, they didn't care for me. And it's fair. Like, it is fair, because coming from 38, I didn't talk to any of them when I got eliminated. I didn't at all. I was there for, like, a week and a half, 2 weeks before I went home. I didn't build no type of relationship with them. So I already did feel like an outsider coming in, but it also took me halfway through the season to realize my power. And to realize how strong I am. And I'm like, these bitches should want to work with me.
Right. Yeah.
They should want to work with me. And I was just afraid of their social power. And I was a coward, like, throughout the whole thing. Like, I can't even lie, man. I wish Melissa was still here. I wish Melissa.
What would you have done? What would you have done, Raven?
I would have done what I should have done. I would have teamed up with Melissa and Big T and Kylan and Horacio, and I would have took out the core of the alliance, which was Michelle.
Yeah. You guys really could have. And it was interesting seeing you guys sort of fight with one another, because it's like, yeah, you guys could have all banded together for sure.
I was just
afraid. And made power moves. And this episode, it's actually interesting hearing Jay point that out, where Jay sort of says, hey, my alliance is a good social one, but this new alliance is a good physical one, and can actually.
Well, and so this is what, like, fucked me over, is because I am a good person. I don't come from another TV show. I do play the game with my heart to an extent, but I also cannot play, like, a shady game. If you know, you're going to know if I like you or if I don't. And, Kylan had asked me to work with him before I even went into elimination. And I told him, I said, yeah, like, it sounds like a good idea, but I can't go against the girls until they do me dirty. He was like, well, why would you wait until they do you dirty? I'm like, because I'm not two-faced. Like, I can't sit here and act like buddy-buddy and we're all cool.
Right.
And I'm not going to say your name, but behind closed doors, because God forbid if I do win, then, you know, I'm going to look like a horrible person because I've been acting like I'm not going to say their name. And then I just do. No, I told Kylan, I was like, I'm going to wait until they give me a reason to say their names.
Even knowing that you're at the bottom of their list?
Yeah, man, that's just fucking stupid. Just fucking stupid. I just honestly, and I think a part of me just wanted to be liked by them. Seriously, I just wanted to feel accepted.
We see a lot of that this season, it feels like. And what's really interesting in this dynamic, and obviously we're only watchers and we only get to see so much, so much happens that we don't get to see. But it's interesting because a part of me is like, so many of you guys are cool on your own anyway. Like, why do you want to be a part of that group? Like, why do you want to be a part of someone who pees their pants when Laurel appears? Like, why right. do you want to be chosen?
Somebody that you
well,
beat.
Honestly, I did see Michelle as a threat because I know how strong she is with puzzles. And I also know that you cannot just be physically strong. Being physically strong is only going to get right. you so far in the game. That really, yeah. it is a mind game. And I was very afraid of Michelle in that sense. I know she is very intelligent. And I know that if she made it to a final, she probably could win because she is, all you got to do in like a physical elimination or a challenge is just push yourself. And she can push herself. She's, you know, I was afraid of Michelle. I really was. And then, you know, that just came from like a lack of my own awareness and my capabilities because I'm just as smart. I am as far as like math, puzzles. I really am, but it's never been put to the test. So I've just always had that doubt.
Do you think that she's as strong without numbers? Like, could she do all of this on her own? Do you think?
I don't think so.
So at no point, no one thought, you know what? Let's try to take out her people and get her alone.
That was on my list. Mm-hmm. After this elimination, that was on my list for sure. Me and Za, like, I wish that it happened sooner, you know?
I love seeing you and Za team up, yeah. by the way. All right, yeah. you know we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, you ready? Because I'm ready. So let's go ahead and get back to the show.
Coming back into the house, and I know we're going all over the place with this episode because I'm so glad we have you on. There's so many questions. But did you now have a little bit of extra pep in your step knowing that you beat the person that Michelle was so terrified of?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, after this, like I said in one of my confessionals, I was like, all bets are off. I was like, I waited for this moment for y'all bitches to say my name. I was like, I don't give a fuck who goes in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of me like doesn't regret trying to get Melissa and Big T out because that just stalled some time for me to stay mm-hmm. in the game. Instead of constantly like teaming up with them and always being like at risk.
Their social game is terrible. So that part
who's
Big T and Melissa, we've talked about it on the pod and I love them, but good God, every time they would go and try and politic when they knew their names were coming up, it was just awful. It was the worst. So bad.
Well, and they also didn't show like they were stirring up so much drama that was dividing them even more. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And Melissa, like she did. It really hurt me because Melissa was being a really good friend to me at first. Like when all mm-hmm. of the girls she knew were talking shit about me, like one of the nights I had to wear flats because my luggage was late getting in and I didn't mm-hmm. have the heels and I was wearing flats to the club. And apparently all the girls were like talking shit about me wearing flats to the fucking club. So she,
what?
Yes, this is what she said.
What is
she
this,
said,
third grade?
Right.
She said like all the girls were talking shit about me wearing flats or some shit. And then so she gave me a pair of her heels to wear.
That's
Melissa
sweet.
Did. Melissa did. And I was just like, man, like, damn, like, damn.
Have you talked to either of them since?
I've talked to Big T, but not Melissa. Mm.
But now that you're getting it out, because I hear a little bit of pain in your voice when yeah. you talk about how she was there for you and how you appreciated that in the beginning. And like sometimes friendships have F-ups, especially when you're competing for a bunch of money and you're living in a house with a bunch of crazies. Yeah. And so do you think yeah. that it would ever be worth even attempting to have a conversation?
Yeah. No, at the end of the day, like her throwing the drink in my face, it was simply out of frustration, like with what she was going through. I get that. You know, I was in the same boat. I didn't handle it like she did, but I get where she was coming from, and I shouldn't have took it personal. I really mm-hmm. shouldn't have. And if I wouldn't have took it personal, things would have went a different way. But you know, you live and you learn. All I know yeah. is the season's moving forward. The world will see a different Raven, that's for sure, because I'm not afraid anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. Like now I'm to the point where I just don't care. Mm.
Back when you did care, were you more mad at James or Corey for voting you in?
James.
Why James?
Wait, why are you laughing? Are you laughing? Well,
I think she's laughing at my transition, my segue.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you confront James afterwards about it? Because he seemed to get real snippy about it. Did you have a conversation after that?
I went off on this man. Ooh. I went off. I said, dude, I was like, you don't have your own voice. I was like, you think you're going to get far because you don't say, like, I could even, when they were deliberating, I was behind mm-hmm. the group. And I just saw James, like, shrugging his shoulders a lot, lifting his head, kind of, like, to the side. I could just tell by his body language, like, he wasn't really having a voice.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I said, I knew Corey, Colleen aren't going to say Berna. They're off the chopping block. Mm-hmm. James is not going to want to say Zaza, and Mariah is not going to want to say Zaza because James doesn't want to say Zaza. So I'm like, I know that only leaves me. And then, but it's so crazy. Olivia was like, I'm surprised they didn't say me because I said James's name. Like we said James's name at the beginning. And I'm like, yeah, I never said your name, dude.
Right.
I'm like, you are a bitch. And I was like, if you don't start having your own voice with what you want to do, you can't just, but I see now that he was just trying to protect Zaza.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, also like, dude, we're going to go in. Like you could try all you want, you know, it's slim pickings. And honestly, later on in the season, it's like, shit's going to get even real. You know, it's just now starting to get nitty gritty.
Yeah. What was the deal with this you and Corey situation? What was that about?
Well, it was just, we were working together, like when we would have challenges and we would win. But my only issue with him was he was constantly protecting Berna. And I'm just like, dude, whatever. Like, all right, like I can't work with you because you're going to pick Berna over me and you got to go because I don't fuck with Berna.
Well, somebody's got to protect the hall monitor.
Girl, because
I mean, though, look, I can't fault her. I'm not gonna lie. If I'm trying to go to sleep and I just hear some smacking, I would be annoyed too. Like, I don't know. I don't think she's fully wrong.
But like interrupting me and Emmanuel, I was like, all right, girl, you are reaching.
Wait, but what were you and Emmanuel doing, Raven?
Exactly. Nothing.
What was she interrupting? I mean, she couldn't interrupt if there was nothing happening.
We were just talking. We were just talking in the hallway and he was like leaning over me. Like, you know, he had his like arm above me and he was like leaning in uh-huh. towards me kind of uh-huh. thing.
Hey,
and we were just talking.
Every
and so,
time you talk about him, you smile. What? What's up, yo? Every single time you talk about this man, you smile. You like him? Like you like him?
No, I don't like him.
Put your face back in the camera. I need to see it.
Do you love him? And are you guys still talking? When was the last time you talked to Emmanuel?
So we just chat over social media, but we really are just cool. Like for real, like we're just cool. And it's just, it makes me smile because nothing ever went that far. And I feel like we work well together. So it was nice to have like that energy because I was so tired of the game. So just to like have someone to laugh with and like be cool with, it was cool. It was nice to have.
So you liked canoodling with him is basically what I'm hearing. That's How did you feel when you found out about your team for this week? So when TJ was like, it's going to be Jay, Asaf, Olivia, and you, were you excited about that? Did you feel like you guys had a really good chance to pull out a win? Or
I was honestly not super ecstatic working with Jay because I felt like he was not really trying to work with me. And I kind of had a feeling I was like, this man might try to throw this challenge just so I can lose.
Oh, I really, interesting. You thought it was that bad. Okay.
Yeah, I felt like he was, I felt like he could try to throw the challenge. And then Olivia, I'm gonna be honest, like she wasn't even in the gym. Like the whole time we were there, it wasn't even till like halfway through the season I saw her ass finally get on a treadmill. And I was like, I already know if we picking up some heavy shit, I'm like, she might gas out.
And Ravens, then, maybe she was practicing trivia.
Because... yeah, no, I should have practiced some trivia.
Girl, Raven.
Oh, Raven.
Who has more followers? Cristiano Ronaldo or Kylie Jenner?
Yo, Raven. Cristiano who? I said, who's Christina? That's what I said.
He has almost double.
She heard
amount.
Kylie Jenner and was like, check.
I know, right? Absolute loyalist.
I don't watch soccer. I had no idea who that was. Not a clue.
You are hilarious. Okay, so I have a quick trivia question for you. Just see which direction does the sun rise? East or west?
Okay, this I actually know. East.
Good job.
Yes.
What is the capital city of France? Luxembourg or Paris?
Paris.
It took you too long to answer that.
But is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
It's right. In what country would you find the Great Wall? China. Russia. Good job. What are your thoughts about them calling you Dory, by the way? Because we've heard multiple people refer to you as Dory now.
Man, James started that fucking shit. Because, like, his ass would be speaking with his deep-ass accent, and I'd be like, what are you saying? And he's like, do you need me to repeat it? And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, because your fucking accent is hard to understand. And then, to be fair, it did, like... I didn't let it get under my skin, but if I wanted to, it could have. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, y'all think I'm really fucking stupid, but really, I just like to play stupid. I really do. Like, and to be fair, I do be saying shit sometimes, not thinking about other people. And it just comes off very, like, just inconsiderate and sensitive. But I'm learning.
Look, Dory was cute on the movie, so we love you Dory. Know, hey, I think there could be worse Dory. Things to be called.
I'm like, listen, sure. Nemo would have never been found if it wasn't for Dory, so y'all can kiss my ass.
And Dory's a fighter, just keep swimming, right? Just
literally
keep going. Like, Dory's like, maybe you are Dory, but for other reasons, you're the fighter. You're like, yes, hey, there you go.
I might get Dory tatted on me. I can't even lie.
Well, oh, God, girl, we didn't even take it that far. You know, they make tattoo pins now that you've got a temporary. Start that.
Because I have like a garden on my ankle with like butterflies and flowers. Cute. So maybe.
Baby fish don't go in the garden.
You know what?
They go around water, then like a little lake garden water.
You know what? Why? Okay, let's talk about what you had to eat in the today's daily.
This is where Dory came from. Okay,
this is exactly where Dory came from. I didn't want to say it, but this is what I was thinking. What was it like when you saw all the things that you were going to have to eat? Were you instantly intimidated? Were you feeling like, nah, I can do this?
Well, yeah, I wasn't too worried because I'm vegetarian. So I said, listen, I'm going to take the vegetarian option. I don't have to think twice about it. And then when that came about, I was like, ooh.
Was it spicy? Was it bad?
I can't even do Tabasco. Like, I don't do hot sauce. Yeah, I don't do hot sauce. So, yeah, that shit was brutal. It was like ghost peppers or something. I don't know. It was terrible. Crazy.
What was worse, the heat or the oil? Because oil, you guys were drinking oil.
The heat for sure.
Ooh. Wait, Day, you've never had a chili oil? Chili oil on pizza is fire.
No.
Where they infuse peppers in it? I'm serious. Pour a little chili oil, the two keys on pizza. Either chili oil, if you can handle the heat, or Mike's Hot Honey. Ooh. I'm telling you, thank me later.
It wasn't, yeah, the oil wasn't the worst part, but as soon as that, I know Colleen and Michelle's stomachs were fucked up.
Oh, like, man.
I know it, because one swallow of that shit and my whole face was burning. I'm like, I can't even imagine finishing that with my intestines. My wow. booty hole just like on
Wait,
fire.
Wait, how many bathrooms are in the challenge house?
One, two.
One? What?
No.
Okay.
No, okay.
We were like...
one. There's like one in every room. So
okay.
Maybe like four, five.
Okay, I imagine they were super occupied.
Okay,
since you guys had another challenge right after the last elimination. So talk to us about that. Did you guys just like go home and change and then meet TJ at this new location?
Yes. So when Kylan finished his elimination, it was around 12 o'clock midnight.
Wow.
Then we didn't get started until like 1:30, almost 2 a.m.
Wow. What time did you guys finish that night or that day? Do you know?
The sun was coming up. Wow. The sun was coming up. It was probably like 6 or 7 a.m. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the food they gave you guys?
Well, we didn't know until we unlocked the boxes, but it was boar snout. It was pig skin and like colon or something. Pig brain. Because it just says brain soup. Come to find out, it was like pig brain. And the spicy surprise, which is like the oil and chilies and stuff. I'm seeing Olivia like swallow this pig snout. Tell me why she ends up coughing. Okay, this is what's so fucked up. She's eating the pig snout and she's coughing some of it up, right? And it falls, some of it falls on my glove, but I didn't know it had landed on my glove. And this oil is like all over my face and I go to wipe my nose off. And I'm like, I was like, what is that smell? And I look at my glove and it was like some fucking pig snout from Olivia. And I was like, bro, I'm so weak. I'm weak. Yeah, it was just, it fucked me all up. That night challenge was, I was really hoping, man, like shit was going to go differently, but.
Who are you hoping they threw in?
I was hoping that they would do, well, Colleen had already won, so she was out of the question. And so I was really, really hoping for Berna. I was really hoping for Berna, because just before that, Michelle and Berna were like into it. And, you know, most of us didn't really fuck with Berna like that in the first place. So I was really hoping it was going to be her. But then when I knew it was, then when they said it was me, I was like, it's probably going to be Zaza.
Mm-hmm. Where's the majority of you guys staying with Berna now that the season is wrapped?
I haven't spoken to her. I haven't spoken to her. When the show was first coming out, she was reposting pictures and tagging everybody, but she would cover my face. And like not tag me. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was just like, girl, it was so petty. She would just cover my face, not tag me. And I was like, okay, bet. But she did reach out like maybe last week or a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. And she said she wanted to talk, but I just didn't respond. I'm like, I don't. Mm-mm. Like if we're not cool by now, we just not cool. So.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like she was always in her head about things. She was always worried about things she shouldn't have worried. Oh no, what is she? When she was trying to like downplay Zaza self-nominating, like I'm like, girl, you should be kissing Zaza's fucking feet right now. Right. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Right. Yeah. Asaf did it as well though, which I didn't love. And Asaf was like, we already knew it was you. I feel like Asaf gives me a vibe where he's overly confident with nothing to back it up. And what I just mean by that is where he talks as if he knows all the inner workings of like the alliance and all the inner workings of who's doing what, but like, he doesn't, you know what I mean? Cause, I think Zaza was brave to do what she did. Brave or dumb, depending on how you want to define it. But I think she was brave to do it because at that point, it definitely looked like they were leaning towards Berna.
Right. I know, man. With Asaf, he is very strong. When we had that sled challenge, let me tell you, that man was mostly pushing that thing. Wow. Zaza was doing her part, but he is a beast when it comes to physicality and like doing physical stuff for sure. But I also think what's so crazy is I didn't even, he did not come off this. He was definitely having a whole facade in the house. And then it's
interesting.
Like, and then when you see the confessionals, it's like, oh, wow, bro. Like, that's what you were on. And I think, yeah. And I think it had to do with him being with Jay.
Let's talk about this elimination. So you're there. Are you nervous going into this elimination before you know that it's Laurel? Also, did you have an inkling from Michelle's crying basically that it was going to be Laurel, or what was your
I'm not gonna lie, seeing Michelle up there like afraid, that was my first time actually seeing Michelle afraid, and I'm just like, she ain't shit. Yep. Honestly, I'm like, yep. what is the hype around her? I'm like, seeing her so afraid, I'm like, why have I never put perspective around that?
As soon as she walked up. Before she walked up.
Yeah.
Michelle was going with Laurel came. Downhill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. No, it did. And it was super surprising to see her so freaked out. Not gonna lie. It was very surprising.
In that moment, who would you have wanted Laurel to pick? Zaza, Michelle, or someone else up there?
Michelle, all day. And part of me was like, wanted to tell Laurel, like, pick the middle.
Did you know it was the middle one?
No. So I wasn't 100% sure that it mm-hmm. that chaos was the middle. So mm-hmm. and I also like didn't want to fuck with fate. But yeah. But honestly, like, if I had the opportunity again, even if I didn't know if it wasn't the middle or not, I would have just said pick the middle anyway, because, you know, what do I have mm-hmm. to lose? I'm already down there.
But you right. have a Laurel win under your belt for not messing with fate, though. A right. Laurel win under your
right.
belt.
I know. That yes. is still so crazy to me, man. Like, that is so crazy. That's crazy, dude. Because what had happened was I was really annoyed with Zaza. I cannot even lie. Like, she was so giddy and like happy to be down there. And I'm like, why don't you just volunteer yourself and, you know, just play anyway, you know, since you're so happy to be down here, just play, you know? When I saw what type of game it was, when I first walked in, I'm like, okay, it's not physical, clearly. So I was like, I have a fair shot.
Yeah. What was your strategy?
Main strategy was to just not get the chains all tangled up and confused. So when I kept going back and forth trying to get the colors right, I mm-hmm. put so much focus on just not getting the chains tangled up, because I knew once that happened, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like going really slow at first, because I didn't want to like tangle it up. I wanted to keep it in order so I could read, because I knew I would probably have to go back and double check. And mm-hmm. just be as quick as possible. That was really my only strategy. And then I don't know what the hell started happening. I was like mixing things around. I got to the point she had called check and I was still working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I was missing that one peg, and then like the colors were off. I'm just trying to bring it back. So basically I was missing a color. So I just moved all the colors like one out. It was weird how I figured it out. I figured it out though.
I think that has to be the scariest thing, to go through all of that, complete a puzzle, and then they say that's incorrect. Because it's like, where? What's incorrect?
Right.
Like, where yeah. do I even start? Yeah.
Well, what's crazy is, yeah, I was like, man, I'm not going to try to memorize so many, because that's, you know, you can mess up easier like that. I was like, I'll just memorize three. But then I was like, well, if I just memorize three, I know I can memorize four. So then yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. so then I started memorizing four, and I was like, man, four seems a little too easy. Let me try memorizing five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I kind of started to fuck up. I was like, yeah, let me just stick to four. And
it was really cool seeing the softer side of Laurel also, which is interesting. You know, you spoke earlier about how like you can't just be good, like a winner off of your social gameplay or whatever else, you know, mm-hmm. like you have to. And I think Laurel's one of the few people who her social gameplay, at least in the past, didn't always necessarily matter, because when it comes to competing, she can go into like robot mode almost.
Yeah.
But when we get the glimpses of her feelings and emotion and see some of that softer side, it's really nice to see. And so seeing her say that she was proud of you and giving you that big hug, how did that feel in that moment? And how did it feel watching it back?
I just really want to cry, because Laurel is someone that I've looked up to as a competitor, and just being on the challenge and to for her to see that she sees something in me that is so hard for me to bring out of myself, but I know it's there. But she tells me, you know, you got it. Like, you can do it. And it's such a wonderful feeling. And I look up to Laurel so much, and I will have her back always. Like, because she donated $500 to my dad's GoFundMe when we found out he had cancer. This was before anything. She is a very, like, she's just an amazing human being. And that's why she is such a beast. And she's such a strong competitor, because she really does have a good heart. And I feel like the best competitors have the best heart, but they just, people just don't always get to see it because we're in this type of environment with like the game and stuff. But in actuality, she's such a sweet, genuine, kind person, and she plays the game for the right reasons, and she's honest. And I look up to her in that sense as a competitor, and beating her, I was just like, wow, dude, like I am not afraid of any fucking buddy anymore. And that was what I needed. And I'm like, it's full force now. And everybody that was afraid should be motherfucking afraid.
I know. Ooh. That's right. Ooh, that's right.
And that is on that. Now, we saw you say when they voted you in, you said, when I come back, I'm saying everybody's name, which I'm sure you know that's not how that works. You only get to say one name when you're deliberating voting people in. But who's the top of your list? Who's the first person you're gunning for now that you're back in the house?
Well, I really had two, because I really had two. It was Michelle and it was Berna. But I really, like, something in me was just like, Michelle is way more vital to get out. But then I like that was my gut telling me, but then my mind is like, no, Raven, be cool. Like, she's cool. She's cool. She's cool. Because
we heard her helping you too at the elimination. Or it seemed like
she wanted. Right. And that's what I took at first too. Like, I can take things really just like on the surface. Like, if you tell me the sky is purple and I ain't been outside all day, I'd be like, what? Really? Really? Like, what's going on? You know, I trust people for their word. And that's what this game has taught me, is like, you can't do that, because really in actuality, people might say they fuck with you, but then they actually have hate and jealousy inside, and it's not for your best interest. And so at first I thought, oh, she's helping me because she wants me to win. No, she just wanted Laurel to lose.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't I just pay attention to that and take it for what it was, instead of trying to make it what I wanted it to be?
Where do you and Michelle stand now?
We're cordial. Like, we're cool, you know? Like, she ended up telling me why she had animosity towards me all season, which really I think it's because I was just a strong player and she was scared. But we're cordial, you know? She lives right over the bridge in New Jersey, but we haven't hung out at all since, and I'm in New York, you know? And so I feel like that just says enough. Like, that says a lot. And but we're cordial, you know, like, I don't have any problems with her. Like, she was playing a game at the end of the day, and that's fine.
So basically it sounds like, aside from yourself, you're definitely not rooting for her to win this season.
Right. Nope. Definitely not.
Who are you rooting for to win outside of yourself?
Outside of myself, who am I rooting for? Let me think about all the girls.
Let's say Laurel had beat you today. That day, right?
Yeah.
Who would you have been rooting for?
I would have been rooting for Zaza. And I would have been rooting for Nerys, can't lie. Not 100%.
Look how far we've come.
Yeah. Like, you know, but it was still hard to believe. Like, even then I questioned Nerys. I'm like, are her feelings real towards me? Like, does she really want to call me a friend? Does she, you know?
I will say, we had her on the podcast recently and she spoke so highly of you. Yeah. I mean, she did say your nickname was Dory, but she spoke so highly of you and and also just kind of like your innocence and stuff. And it was sweet to hear.
Yeah. It was so hard to accept in the house because I didn't know, you know, and part of me was like, is she playing me? Like, are we really cool? You know? And, but now outside of it, I definitely I do love her, and I feel like we can relate a lot more now that we're getting to know each other, and she's just genuine, and she's real. Like, she's one of the realest ones in the house. Like, she tells it like it is, and she's not afraid of who agrees and who doesn't agree. And I look up to her confidence, like, so much, And it really took this season for me to see what I'm capable of, not even in the show, but outside in real life. And that's why I've always loved the challenge, because it just does that, you know?
It does. Yeah. It is, that is at the essence of this show. And anyone who has the privilege to play this game in real life, it 100% can be a life-defining moment for you or teach you so much about yourself, which is so magical. And you coming on the podcast today, Raven, has taught us so much about you. I will never look at Dory the same, but know that that is said with love. And thanks. I'm glad you got to say your piece and your side. And we're excited to see you continue and coming back sort of empowered in this game now, where you don't feel like the underdog, but maybe you take the reins. I cannot wait to see what happens. For those who want to follow you, though, and keep up with, you know, everything that's going on with you, where can they find you on social?
Yeah, I'm definitely popping on Instagram. That's where I usually keep everyone up to date. It's ITSRAVYN. It's Raven on Instagram. And it's the same for TikTok. And we ain't got to worry about Facebook. And Instagram and TikTok, it's Raven. That's where you can find me.
I know that's love right. Love it. I want to be sure to say that because I was one of the people who was like, you know, Raven versus the Shoe in your first season, because baby, you have come a long way though, and I'm so, so proud of you. Like from what we saw to here, my goodness, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, girl. And I also want to say I am a huge fan of you as well. Like, you are so funny. Yeah, now you are real as fuck. And I just want to take that energy, like, you, Cam, like, just like not caring and just believing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that, no matter, like, I got flaws. Like, I'm not perfect, but I just, this game has taught me to believe in myself and just to, and the Shoe situation, what is crazy is, like, I think that's just a part of, I just think my feet are too powerful, because even in some of the challenges this season, my Shoe has come off. My Shoe came off during the elimination with Hugh Huey.
We would have never known.
So maybe it's your Shoe tying skills that need to be worked. I mean, I just
at this point, theories. At this point, I would rather compete with no shoes. I'm gonna be real, because I just feel better with no shoes. But thank you. I do think I have come such a long way, not even in the game, but also in real life. Like, I do love the challenge, and it is a privilege to be on it. And when I get the opportunity again, you know, guarantee, like, I'm not going to take it for granted. And I'm just so grateful.
That makes me happy. I'm glad you came to hang out with us, man.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Such a great interview. I'm so happy that Raven decided to come and hang out with us.
Yes.
Yes. I love it when people come and talk to us. And I love it when the people can find us. So where can they find you on the social medias, Ms. Devin?
Girl, I don't know. I'm still trying to find myself. but in the meantime, you can find me on my website, devinsimone.com. Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. And for those who ask why I always spell it out all the time, someone tweeted me the other day and spelled it wrong. So that's why. You can scroll down at the bottom. You'll see my socials. I'm most active on Instagram. My TikTok's kind of like Davon's YouTube, but you can go there and follow me. Day, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at DayDayVon_. You can also find me on Instagram at DayVonDiane_. And as for now, I'll leave it there. I would love to say thank you so much for joining us for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast. And remember, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell their mama.
Amen. And then catch new episodes of the challenge Battle for a New Champion on MTV.
Yes, and remember, you can watch The Challenge and more on Paramount Plus. Subscribe at ParamountPlus.com and use code CHALLENGE39 by March 7th, 2024 and get your first month of Paramount Plus on us. Must be age of majority to subscribe. U.S. only. Payment method required. Terms and conditions apply. Visit pplus.legal/subscription for more.
Don't say we never gave you anything. And we'll see you back here right after for a brand new episode of MTV's official challenge podcast.
Just keep swimming.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.